The water cycle. The hydrologic cycle, or water cycle, shows the movements of water among land, oceans, and air. The energy that drives the cycle is provided by solar radiation. The sun heats up the surface of oceans and causes water to evaporate. In other words, to change from a liquid state to a gaseous state. As water vapor rises, it gradually cools down and condenses around condensation nuclei, salt crystals or tiny particles of dust. Once clouds are saturated, precipitation, for example rain or snow, starts to fall. Precipitation falls over oceans and land. When precipitation reaches the surface of land, the water cycle can continue in four possible ways. First, it can run off from higher elevations and be collected in surface rivers or lakes, or be transported to oceans and seas. Second, the water reaching the surface in the form of precipitation can infiltrate the soil. The third option is evaporation from lakes, rivers, or land surfaces, and the fourth is transpiration from vegetation. Some of this evaporated and transpired water forms clouds, and precipitation falls. In other words, the cycle starts again.